The Story of Mert and Marn. It's curtain time once again in the ever-exciting dramatic story about two girls in a famous Broadway show. The girls, Myrtle Spear, veteran chorus captain, and sweet young Margie Mentor, whom Mert has befriended. The show, Broadway's glamorous musical extravaganza, Hayfield's Pleasures. The last time we stepped backstage, Margie had just won a place in the line of Hayfield's celebrated precision chorus, the Chick Chicks. Now we're about to hear the newest episode in the fascinating story of Mert and Marge. It's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Mert and Marge are on their way to Mama Spinelli's.
It's such a nice day, Margie. Let's walk to Mama Spinelli's. It's just a little way.
I'd love to walk, Myrtle. I'm so excited. Maybe this will help me calm down. Besides, I feel bad about Anne. She said she was glad I got her place, but I feel queer. It all happening at her expense. They'll take her back again, won't they, Myrtle?
Oh, yes. Hayfield always looks out for his girls if they keep their looks and can deliver the goods.
Myrtle?
Yes?
What will Mr. Hayfield do about me when Anne comes back?
Oh, don't worry, honey. By the time Anne comes back, you'll have all the prestige of having been a chick chick. Besides, if you work hard and make good, Ray Hunt will find a place for you. I'll see that he does.
Oh, Myrtle, you can't realize how much you've done for me. I'll never be able to repay you. Oh, if only I could do something for you.
Listen, kid, you just show Ray Hunt that my judgment is good, and you'll be doing plenty for me.
Oh, I'll try, Myrtle. You know that. I think maybe now I'm going to be happy again.
Hey, turn off the waterworks, honey. That's no way to be happy. Just think, this is just the beginning. Someday you may wake up in your own little penthouse.
Well, Myrtle, here's the rooming house. I want to run in and tell Mrs. Morris, my landlady, the good news.
Okay, I'll wait out here for you.
Oh, Mrs. Morris! Mrs. Morris!
Yes, here I am. Why, you're all out of breath, Miss Minton.
Oh, it's good news, Mrs. Morris. I've got a job.
Well, it's about time. It's 3 weeks rent you're owing me.
It's with Hayfield's Pleasures. I'll be one of the chick chicks.
With the Pleasures, is it?
Uh-huh.
Sure, that's no job, girl. That's a position. And you can stay here as long as you please.
Did I get any mail, Mrs. Morris?
Well, now, let's see. Here's one from your ma. But I don't see the one you're looking for. From that good-for-nothing brother of yours from Chicago.
I wonder why he... Well, I can't keep Myrtle, my new friend, waiting outside. I'll be back early, Mrs. Morris.
Didn't take you long, Margie.
Bet the old girl was glad to hear the news.
Oh, yes, she certainly was.
Well, Spinelli's is just around the corner, and I'm starved. These last few days before the show opens sure keeps you on the jump. But tomorrow, what a day. They'll put the show together.
How do you mean, Myrtle?
Well, they go from the opening chorus right through to the grand finale. Place the scenes, cue in the numbers, time everything, and try out different effects. After the opening night, they'll start to break a few hearts, throw out specialties, cut numbers. Sometimes acts will have rehearsed for weeks, thinking at last they've made the big stem.
The what?
Broadway.
Oh.
They'll take a couple of big ads in Variety and Billboard and then... plop, they're out. They don't fit or their show's too long. Why, the carpenters and electricians have been working for weeks building this show. The costume designer and sewing women have been going at it night and day. Every little detail has to be attended to. 1,000 props, from rooms full of furniture to a fresh red rose. Costumes have to be perfect. Shoes all made to order and...
Talking about shoes, how my dogs do hurt opening night.
And, oh, baby, the scramble at dress rehearsal.
Oh, it's all like Arabian Nights to me. What a big institution.
I'll say it's an institution. It's a madhouse.
First of all, there's the female star, Dixie Lane. She's the dancing ingenue, you know. Like comedian with a pleasing voice. Gobs of looks and personality. Getting a little fat, though, between you and me. But she's still a big up box office attraction. Then there's the two male stars, the comedian and the straight man. The singing juvenile, Sonny Darnell, who plays opposite Dixie Lane. Then there's Elena, you know, that South American glamour girl.
Oh, I know
her. Two comics and a famous torch singer, quartet. A lot of Hoovers and Vaudeville teams, to say nothing of a lot of minor parts and bits. There's 6-foot-tall showgirls, mediums, And the Chick Chicks, who, by the way, are always featured in the show. There's the chorus men, millions of stagehands, a huge orchestra, press representatives, advertising managers, scenarists, scenic artists, songwriters, authors, pluggers, sluggers, knockers, boosters. Oh, Margie, I've run out of gas.
Oh, sounds like a fairy tale, Myrtle.
Oh, Margie, a whole thing can go bluey, but Hayfield's pride is his Chick Chicks. And the 24 of us have to work as one girl.
And just to think I've got the chance to be one of the famous Chick Chicks.
Uh-huh. Well, Margie, here's Mama Spinelli's. We call her Mama Mia. Mm. Right down these steps to the basement.
Okay.
This place is famous. It's been here for 25 years. Let's go in. Hello, Mama Mia. Me and a new girlfriend.
Good evening, Miss Pierce.
Mama Mia, this is Miss Minter.
Good evening, Miss Minter.
Good evening, Mama Mia.
You're just in time. There's someone from the show here. Maybe you'd like to sit with him, huh?
Someone from the show?
Right this way. I show you.
Well, bless my bustle if it isn't the new sister act. Sit down, girl.
It's Clarence. All this and Antipasto, too.
Hmm, sit down. I'm just finishing, but there's plenty of room.
You see, Mr. Clarence. Now, I bring you something to eat, huh?
How's the food, Clarence?
Oh, divine. Simply divine. The veal scallopini is delicious, but lay off the steak, Kate. Oh, dear, I've eaten calories and calories, but I just don't care.
Was the antipasto good?
Heavenly, especially those little green scallions. I ate dozens and dozens.
Well, I'll try some, but I hope I don't have to kiss anyone tonight.
Well, you know what to say. Onions build you up physically and tear you down socially. Oh, my goodness, who cares?
Oh, that's funny. Oh, Myrtle, here I am actually laughing out loud. I thought I'd never be able to laugh again.
Well, you can sing if you want to, but there's nobody else here except Mama and the cook.
Here's your antipasto, Miss Fields.
Oh, good.
Now, I bring you the minestrone.
Oh, dear, food, and it looks so wonderful, too. I'm afraid I'd better leave before the soup comes. I'm just a pushover for minestrone. Well, ta-ta, ladies. Don't be late for rehearsal tomorrow.
Bye,
Clarence.
Bye.
Say, how about some dinner music? I'll turn on the radio. Well, Margie, here's to you and our new friendship.
Thank you, Myrtle. May it last a long, long time.
Let's click glasses on that. And good luck, Chick Chick. I hope to see your name in blazing light someday. Let's see, we'll call you La Minta, the world's greatest dancer.
Thanks, Myrtle. And what will you be?
Oh, I'll just travel around with you and be a typical old stage ma. Say, isn't this food marvelous?
Mmm, delicious. And isn't it comfy in here?
Mm-hmm.
No one here but us.
Oh, it's early. Show folks will be coming in soon. They generally eat about 6 o'clock so they can get to the theater by 7:30. Well, here's the piece de resist something. My French is awful. The veal scallopini, as only Mama serves.
I've never eaten anything that tasted so good.
I come in here often. Just imagine you get this whole dinner for a dollar. A chicken dinner's only a dollar and a quarter.
I'll soon be able to take you to dinner, Myrtle.
Oh, forget it, Margie. Say, that's a pretty tune on the radio. You know it?
I know the chorus. Let's see.
Well, sing it, will you, Margie?
Suppose I had never met you, dear. Suppose you had never met me. Just suppose some cruel fate had made us wait until too late. Suppose you had been someone else, dear. Suppose I'd been someone else too. Oh, but why must we bother supposing when I'm me and you're you?
Oh, you have a sweet voice, Margie.
Oh, thanks, Myrtle. I'd like to take lessons someday.
Yes, and along with your dancing, it'll be a great help to your future. Well, what do you say we take in a picture after we leave here?
Oh, we've done so much now.
Well, my treat today, Margie.
Well, then, let's see a funny picture. I want to laugh.
I know, just the one.
Oh, Myrtle, I forgot. I promised to tell you the rest of my story about myself. Oh, but I've been so happy today. Could I tell you some other time?
Anytime, Margie. Well, don't tell me at all if you don't want to, dear.
I do want to, but not today. I don't want to cry today. I don't ever want to cry anymore.
Atta girl.
And, Myrtle, you don't think because I have something to tell you that I've been bad. I haven't been.
Margie, just one look into that little pan of yours tells me that.
It seems that we'll have to wait a bit before we learn the story Marge has promised to tell. But then she's so happy that we can go along with Mert in waiting. One thing is obvious, however. There is already a remarkably strong bond between the two girls, despite the fact that Mert is 17 years older than Marge. How will Marge's story affect this friendship? Will it make it stronger or break it up? Maybe we'll find the answer in the next chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Beru speaking. ¶¶